All right, so we'll say good morning. So today's daf is Kuf Chaf Vav. We're going to start on page Kuf Chaf Hey Amud Beis. So we left off yesterday by the Zmura Sheik Shura, about 16, 17 lines up from the bottom. So Zmura Sheik Shura. So if you remember again, the Mishnah said that if you have a bucket, and the bucket has a Zmura, Zmura is a vine, and the vine is attached to the bucket, then halacha l'maaseh you're permitted to use it on Shabbos, but if not, the vine that is. But if not, again, the item would be muktzah. So the Gemara says the following, k'shuri in lo k'shur lo. The inference from that is that you can only use the vine if the vine is tied, but you can't use the vine if the vine is not tied to the bucket. Le'mamas nisim v'lo k'rab shimim gamliel. So our Mishnah apparently does not reflect the view of Rab Shimon gamliel. Where does Rab Shimon gamliel say? This anyo, charyos shal dekel. So we'll see. Chorios Sheldekel are hardened palm branches. Hardened palm branches. Shegardon Le'etim, that were gathered together for firewood. Harvested together for firewood. So what happens? V'nimlechalein yeshiva. And then you decide that you actually want to sit on them. So I don't want to use them. I want to use them as a bench. So the aloch is, tzarech likshon. You have to do a maisa. You have to tie the firewood together in order to go out and make it into a bench. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Eino Tzarech Likshar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, you don't have to tie it. Rather what? According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, even machshava, even going ahead and just simply thinking about it is enough. So the Gemara says, so it would appear to be over here that the fact that you have to tie the vine to the bucket indicates that what? That in order to remove the mukta status from the vine, you have to do a maisa. But simple machshava will not be enough. Amar Rav Sheshes, not necessarily. Afilu Tema Rav Shimon Gamliel. You could even say that the vine case reflects Rav Shimon Gamliel's position. How so? Hacha b'may askinon. What's the case over here? The mechuberes. The case over here, Rabose, is where the vine is attached to the ground. Literally, it's attached to its father, which is another way of saying the vine is still attached to the ground. So the Gemara says, one second. If that's the case, you're using an object that is attached to the ground. And on Shabbos, remember, you can't use an object that's mechubar lekarka, that's certainly mukta. To which the Gemara says, no. Lamata megimel. It's an interesting answer. Lamata megimel is the vine is within three tefachim of the ground. What does that mean? Then an object that's within three tefachim is attached to the ground. So you're not using a mechubar lekarka. Rather, what are you using? You're using karka itself. And apparently the hava mina is that karka itself will not be mukta. Rav Ashi says, no, even simpler. Afilu tema betlusha. Let's not make this case complicated. Let's deal with what we assumed it was talking about, which is a vine that is detached from the ground. So if the vine is detached from the ground, and you want to say the Mishnah reflects the view of Shimon Gamliel, so why does the vine have to be tied to the bucket? Right? Why isn't it enough to just simply designate the vine? To which the Gemara says something very interesting. Gezeira Shema Yikdom. Out of a fear, out of a concern, that you may come to cut down the vine on Shabbos. So the Shaila then becomes, what's wrong with cutting down the vine on Shabbos? If we're already setting this up now, the vine is detached from the ground. It's not Mechuber. So what's the big deal if I cut it down on Shabbos? Look at Rashi. Gezeira Shema Yikdom. Shema Lemachar Tia Lo Aruka. Maybe tomorrow, now tomorrow means Shabbos, so maybe on Shabbos, I'm going to want to tie it to the bucket. Let's say, assuming that the Maisa, there's no issues with Kshira, there's no issues with tying. All right, so I'm not going to tie a Kesher Shaka, I'm not going to tie a permanent knot. So tomorrow I'm going to tie it to the bucket, and what's going to happen? Mitoch Shirako, v'nocha liktom, v'nimtza osikli, v'chayiv mishum make bepatish. So Rashi points out over that the issue would be make bepatish. That if I were to go ahead and, let's say, tie it to the bucket on Shabbos, then realize, oh, it's a little too long, and cut down the vine afterwards, that's makir b'pachdish, that's delivering the final hammer blow, completing the kli, which is problematic on Shabbos. Rashi goes on and he says, aval b'chorios, the yeshiva, lekele migzar hachi, hilcha b'machshava sagi. Therefore, Rabbos, in the case of the chorios sheldekel, in the case of the hardened palm branches, where there's no concern that one's going to do anything to it on Shabbos, since technically speaking it's already usable even for yeshiva, therefore one doesn't need a maisa. It comes out according to this case, Rabbi says, the reason why the vine needs a maisa is out of a fear that if I don't prepare it now, I'll come to prepare it on Shabbos. Preparing it on Shabbos might mean cutting down the vine to size. Cutting down the vine to size would be makir b'patish, and that's why I have to take care of it now. But the Gemara is suggesting that it could even affect the view of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that under normal circumstances, the only thing you really need in order to render something that would normally be mukta, usable on Shabbos, is simple machshava. Tekakacholo. So remember again, the Mishnah spoke about the shutter. So the Mishnah quoted a machlokes. The Mishnah quoted a machlokes about how you deal with the shutter. So the first opinion said, Pekaka Cholon, Rebbe Elazar said, as long as it is tied to the house, and Talui. Talui means it's suspended, meaning that the shutter doesn't rest on the ground. Remember, it's not like the shutters that you're thinking about that like open and close like this. This shutter is put in, and then it's taken out. So according to Rebbe Elazar, as long as it's tied, and it's suspended, it doesn't rest on the ground, you could re-shutter it on Shabbos. The Chachamim hold, Benkach u Benkach. Either way, you can go ahead and re-shutter the window. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Rachanan on Rabbi Yochanan, Hakom Modin, She'ein Osin Ohel Arai B'tchil L'Yom Tov, Ve'ein Tzarch Lomar B'Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says, everyone agrees that you cannot make a temporary Ohel. You cannot make a temporary tent on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, and it goes without saying that you can't do it on Shabbos. Look at Rashi for just a moment. Ein osin ohel arai, third to last line in Rashi. Lifros, now what does it mean to make an ohel arai? Lifros machatzeles al dalid mechitzos, o al dalid kundesin. Literally, it means, let's say, to spread out a mat on four partitions or on four poles. Kundesim are just poles. Leos tzel, in order to create shade, la ohel minachama, v'dafka gag, but this only applies if you're going ahead and creating a roof. Ava mechitza lav ohelhu, but creating a partition, by definition, is not an ohel. V'shari leparsa litznias. So again, I will say, this is an interesting halacha that actually has more lemaisa ramifications than you think of creating an ohel on Shabbos. So I'll give you just one that people often don't think of, is opening up the hood of a carriage. So opening up the hood of a carriage, right, if you have a carriage that has wood on it, could under certain circumstances be problematic because of ohel. Ohel only happens, we're not going to get into it today, but ohel only applies, it has to have a roof. It has to be called poseach tefach, it has to have a top of a roof. So a tefach of a roof. So the Gemara says over here, that Rabbi Bar Chana says, Rabbi Yochanan, everyone agrees that you can't make a temporary ohel on Yom Tov, and all the more so on Shabbos. Lo nechleku ela lahosif. They argue only, so they argue about what happens if you already have an ohel arai. Can you add on to it? Can you add on to it on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shrebi Eliezer Omer, ein mosifin bi Yom Tov, ve'ein tzrach lomer b'Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says you may not add on to it on Yom Tov, and all the more so on Shabbos. Ve'chacham and the Chum say no, mosifin b'Shabbos, ve'ein tzrach lomer b'Yom Tov. The Chama on the other hand say that you can go ahead and add on to it on Shabbos, and all the more so on Yom Tov. Look at last Rashi, Lahosif, Kigon Shaya Machatzelis Prusaleim. So the Machlokes is, let's say you have the mat on top of the poles, Ukrucha Vinishar Ba'avir, Ulamachar Poshta Dumya Depikak Demosit Ba'amhu. So let's say, for example, let's say if you were to go ahead and have the mat on top of the four poles before Shabbos, but yet there's more mat that can be rolled out to cover a greater area. Can you do that on Shabbos or not? Rabbi Eliezer says no. Chachamim say yes. The reason why the Gemara is bringing this up is because the Gemara wants to suggest that this machlokis by Ohel Arai is actually the machlokis in the Mishnah. So Rabbi Eliezer holds that you can add on to an Ohel Arai, would hold that you can go ahead and put the shutter in the window on Shabbos and Yom Tov as long as it's attached and suspended, whereas the Chachamim would go ahead and say you can't do that. The fact that the house is not an ohel arai, we'll get into that in just a little bit. The chamrom benkach benkach pokikin. The chachamim say either way, you can go ahead and put the shutter back. So the Gemara said, my benkach benkach. What does that mean? I also remember, Rabbi Elazar gave two caveats in order to go ahead, or two criteria in order to put the shutter back. A, that it has to be attached to the house, and B, it's not just enough for it to be attached, it has to be suspended. Chachamim say benkach benkach, either way. So Gemara says, what does either way refer to? Do Chachamim not require either of the criteria? Or the Chachamim are saying you still need one of the criteria? So my benkach u'benkach. Amrav kahana tapav kuf chavav. Ben kashur, ben she'eno kashur. So according to the Chachamim, whether the shutter is tied to the house or not tied to the house, that's what it means. Vahu shematukon. As long as it was set aside. Rashi says, Rashi says, "Bein kasher kolomar afilu kshira lo tzarech." According to Chachamim, it will say, forget about suspended. According to Chachamim, you don't even need the shutter to go ahead and be tied to the house. What do you need? That it's matukan. Rashi says, "Muchan me'esmo lekach." It just has to be prepared. As long as it was prepared from yesterday, which no, I'm just saying. Now again, lav dafka, you have to go ahead and say hineni muchan umezuman to make this a shutter. But the idea is, as long as it was clearly understood already from erev Shabbos that this was a shutter, then you can reshutter the house. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah, v'leimamar bein taloi ubein sheina taloi v'hu shekasher. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said to Rabbi Abba, how do you know that? Maybe when the Chacham said benkachu benkach, maybe what they were just referring to was the obligation or the criteria that it be suspended. Maybe what the Chacham are saying is, no, the shutter has to be tied to the house, but whereas Rabbi Elazar, who requires it to also be suspended, it can't touch the ground, the Chacham say, no, it can touch the ground. But even the Chacham would agree that it has to be tied to the house. The Amar Rav Abrachana, Amar Rav Yochanan, ki machlokes kan, just like there's a machlokes over here, kach machlokes binagar hanigrar. So the same machlokes applies to the door bolt that drags against the ground. Disnan, what's the case of the door bolt that drags against the ground? So the Gemara says the following. So first of all, take a, what's the case of the disnan? Nagar hanigrar. If you have a door bolt that drags against the ground. Noelin bolt b'mikdosh, avalo b'medina. You would be permitted to go ahead and use it, meaning you would be able to permit it to bolt the door with it in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. So Rashi says, "We're Noelin Boba Mikdash." First of all, just take a look for just a moment at the previous Rashi. The Amar Rav Bar Chana, "V'tliyahu depligi v'lo b'kshira d'medamele l'plugda d'nagar hanigar v'hasim l'divrei akol kasher b'yimim." So we'll say, remember, what Rabbi Yirmiyah is trying to go ahead and argue on Rabbi Abba is that whereas Rabbi Abba felt that Chum don't need the shutter to be tied to the door, to be tied to the house, Rabbi Yirmiyah is suggesting that maybe the Chum required that the object be tied to the structure, but just don't require what? Don't require that it be suspended. And the reason Rabbi Yirmiyah is getting this is because we have another machlokes that seems to resemble this. So in the case of the door bolt, that's tied to the structure, but drags on the ground. It's not suspended. So again, the Mishnah says, you can use it in the Beis HaMikdash, but not in Medina. Look at Rashi. Nolan bo b'mikdash, dechevan dekasher bo, since the bolt is tied to the structure, miyuchat va'omei tulakach. It is clear that it's, remember, what was a door bolt? So a door bolt was a piece of metal, or whatever. It's not something else, it could be wood also. But an object that just... what? I'm sorry? There were metal on the doors of the temple. Sure, they were. Right, the doors were gold. Doors were gold. Yeah. So the idea was there's no metal on the mizbeach. Right. Everything else is made of gold. So the idea being, so you had the door bolts. So now the Gemara says that as long as the door bolt was attached to the door, you could use it in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi says, "Dechivan the kasher bo miyuchad va'omedu." Since it was tied, it is clear that it is set aside for this use. Lekach ukvar nivne binyan zemi ba'od yom ve'ein bo ele gziras shvus midivrehem ve'ein shvus b'mikdash. So we'll say, let's work backwards. Right? If you were to go ahead and have a door bolt, according to this first version, a door bolt that was attached to the door, but that would lay on the ground. It's not suspended. So the halacha is you would not be permitted to use that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Why? It's an Isser D'Rabbanan, because since it's not suspended, since it lays on the ground, it's not immediately clear that it's attached to the door. Since it's not immediately clear that it's attached to the door, therefore when you put it into the door, it looks like bone. It looks like you're adding on to the building, and therefore it's Asser D'Rabbanan. Isurim D'Rabbanan do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. What we call a Shvos. A Shvos is an Isser D'Rabbanan, does not apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, the Gemara says over here, that b'mikdash, nagar hanigrar, so if you have this door bolt that drags against the ground, it's tied to the structure, but it drags, right, drags. No one bo b'mikdash, you can use it in the Beis HaMikdash, because no is Yisrael derived on the Beis HaMikdash, aval lo b'medina, but you can't use it outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because again, rabbinically, it has the appearance of building. V'hamunach, but if you have a door bolt that rests on the ground, so Rashi says over here, she'eno kasher klal, it's not attached to the building at all. So rather, what do you do with it? When you take it out of the bolt, you just simply put it on the ground. Shabbos, again, in this type of case, where literally when you add the bolt in, you're adding something new to the structure that was not there before. That's mamish binyan midaraisa, at least according to this first opinion. And therefore, be asur in the base of Mikdash and outside as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Hamunach b'mikdash v'hanigra b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda is a different version. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. So in the base of Mikdash, you could even use the door bolt that was resting on the ground, i.e., not tied to the structure. And outside the base of Mikdash, as long as it's tied to the structure, as long as what? Excuse me. And outside the base of Mikdash, even if it's dragging, as long as it's tied to the structure, you can go ahead and you could use it. Look at Rashi. Hamunach mutar b'mikdash, dechevan demetukon me'etmol lahachi lav bonehu. So according to the second version of Rabbi Yehuda, since the bolt was prepared from yesterday, in the base of Mikdash at least, even though it's not attached to the structure, you can still use it. So the Gemara says, "V'tanya, ezehu nagar ha-nigrar." And the Bryce says, "What is the case of nagar ha-nigrar? Shnolin bo b'mikdash, aval lo b'medina." What's the case of the door bolt that can be used in the Beis Hamikdash but not used outside of the Beis Hamikdash? Kol shekashar v'talui, any object that is tied and suspended, v'roshol magia la'aretz, even if its tip reaches the ground. The idea is almost like that. Suspended doesn't have to mean that the object doesn't touch the ground at all, but what does suspended mean? Suspended means that it doesn't lay flush against the ground. See, even if it actually hits the ground, as long as it's standing up and tied to the building. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af ze the medina mutter. This is even mutter outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Ela'ezu shebe medina aser. So what is the case of the door bolt that outside of the Beis HaMikdash is aser? Kol she'eno lo kashur v'lo talui v'shamto umanicho b'keren zavis. The case of the prohibited door bolt will be the case for the door bolt that is not tied, that is obviously not suspended, and when you go ahead and you take it out, you just put it in the corner. So also the Gemara says, "Va'amar Rabbi Yehoshua bar Abba mishmei de'ula man tana nagar hanigrar." Man tana nagar hanigrar. Who is the tana of the brisa of nagar hanigrar of the dragging door bolt? Rabbi Eliezer. It's a Rabbi Eliezer. So I will say, why does the Gemara go through this whole exercise? So remember, Rabbi Yirmiyah is trying to show that maybe even the Rabbanon agree that if for the shutter, it at least has to be tied to the structure. The only thing they disagree about is what? Is whether or not it needs to be suspended. So based on this conversation, by Nagar HaNigrar, it would appear that Lemaisa, you need, well, this is according to the second version of the Braisa, or of the argument, that you require the Nagar HaNigrar to be tied to the structure. The Machlokes is, does it have to be suspended or not? So therefore, it could be that even the Chum and the Mishnah would agree that the shutter has to be tied to the house, and their only point of contention with Rabbi Eliezer is whether or not it has to be suspended. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, Amrle, he said to him, Ana, da Amri ki hai Tana. He said, I hold like the other Tana. What does the other Tana say? Look at Rashi. Ki hai Tana. Da afilu kshir lo boi krab shimming amil. Dar matukan bazman ba amma ba afa pisheno kosher. So he said, I hold like the other Tana. What does the other Tana say? Disanya, kana shiskinu balabayis lihios poseach vinoelbo. If you have a kana literally is a reed, right? A reed or a beam that a balabais went ahead and set aside. She is minu to go ahead and posech v'noabo, to use to open the door and to close the door. Bizman shekasher v'talui, right? Bizman shekasher v'talui b'pesach posech v'noabo. When the object is tied and suspended from the doorway, you can open and close it. Ein kasher v'talui, right? If it's not tied and suspended, you can't open and close it. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mitukon Afa Pi She'eino Kosher. Reb Shimon Gamliel says that it's considered to be prepared even though what? Even though it's not tied to the doorway. So Rabosai, what we have over here, therefore, is Lemais, a fundamental machlokes, as to, and again, it's specifically focusing on whether it's the shutter or whether it's the door bolt, this fundamental idea. And this is part of our more global discussion that already began yesterday, that in general, what do you have to do in order to make items prepared? Now, this case is a little bit more nuanced, because this is a case of bona. So the question is, and that's why the Gemara started with, it's with its introduction, which is that whereas everyone agrees that you can't make an ohel, you can add on to it, you can add on a piece that's already part of the ohel. So the Gemara says over here, the shayla is, what do you need in order to make these movable parts of the home or of the structure usable on Shabbos? So Rabbi Eliezer would seem to say that halacha l'maaseh, it has to be attached. It has to be attached. And not only does it have to be attached, it has to be attached in an objectively visible way. That's why it's not enough if it's tied to the structure. It also has to be what? It also has to be suspended from the structure. It can't rest on the ground. Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to say, no, not only do you what? Not only do you not need it to be tied, or not only do you not need it to be suspended, you don't even what? You don't even need it to be tied. So what do you need in order to make it usable? Machshava. All you have to have is intent on Erev Shabbos that you're going to use this item in the function of the door bolt or of the shutter, and that's enough to make it usable on Shabbos.
We're talking about using the shutter as a shutter.
As a shutter.
Okay.
Correct. Not like as a table or anything else, as a shutter up the window. So the words are the following. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi said, that's what? That the use of the shutter on Shabbos, it need not be tied, it need not be suspended, but rather all you need is intent on Erev Shabbos. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? The Hatzanan, what we learn, kol kisui hakelim, all covers for utensils, shiyesh lahem beis achiza, that have a handle, nitalin b'Shabbos, you can carry on Shabbos, va'amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Shila, Va'amrav Yehuda bar Shila, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochanan, v'hu sheyesh toras kli aleihen. But yet, Rav Asi sinayimim Rav Yochanan, that's what? That in order to go ahead and handle this, now remember what we're talking about over here, utensil covers. We're going to define this case in just a little bit. But in order to carry utensil covers, they require a handle. So that Rav Yochanan says, Va'amrav Yehuda bar Asi, Amrav Yochanan, v'hu sheyesh toras kli aleihen. No, it's not just enough to have the handle, but rather, what do you need? The in order for the lid of the kli, of the utensil, to be movable, the lid itself must have a function as a kli. So look at Rashi. V'am Rav Yehuda v'hu sheish toras kli alehen, shakisui ro'ui letashmish asmo, that the pot cover itself, the cover of the utensil, is usable for something. Then he talin b'Shabbos. Then you can move it on Shabbos. Then ain't toras kli alav, but if it doesn't have the status of a kli, lo amrinon kisui kli hava kli, we don't automatically say that the cover of a utensil is the utensil itself. Vidaltos shida teva umigdal tatanamas nisin notlin yesh toras kli aleihen de ra'uyin leishev aleihen velaseis aleihen mezonos lekatan. So as I remember before, we had the case of the doors of a shida teva umigdal, of a chest, right? That these utensils, the doors of these utensils, are automatically usable as a kli because you can use them as a table. Or the kaman mafarish amay bo'inam beis achiza hoil v'toras kli alein. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, midi deleka toras kli alov lo metaltalinon. V'hai kona my toras kli alov v'ika imi shumpus. So we'll say, listen to what here's the Gemara's question. So Rabbi Yochanan just got finished saying that l'naisa the halacha follows of Shimon Gamliel, which means that you don't actively need to do anything to the shutter or to the door bolt to use it on Shabbos. Rather, all you need is machshava. So much that it's interesting because Rabbi Yochanan is on record as saying that essentially the only time you can move an object on Shabbos is when the object itself is its own independent kli. So, for example, the pot cover, even though it has a handle, having a handle represents the idea that it's made to be moved. You still can't move it on Shabbos unless what? Unless it has the identity of a kli. So the Gemara says, Nechi tema, hachanami dika toras kli alav. So maybe you'll see over here, right, that maybe in these cases also, let's say in the case of the door bolt, or in the case of the shutter, that these objects could also be considered a kli. Rashi says, how they consider a kli? Sheroi lehafach bo beitzin, lo bo zesim, o lefatzeh bo egozim. You could turn over olives with it. Remember, when the olives were in the vat, you would turn them over so that they become soft. Or it's interesting, now, you know, everything is suddenly used to crush nuts, right? Suddenly everything is a nutcracker. Or it could use to go out and crack nuts. V'atanya, but we learned, charios shaldekel shegardon l'shem eitzim. If you gathered hardened palm branches for the sake of using them as firewood, and what happened? V'nim l'chalein l'yeshiva, and then you decide that you want to use it to sit on. Tzarech likshar, you have to tie them together, meaning you have to do a maisa that now shows that you're no longer going to use it for firewood, but you're using it again for yeshiva. Reb Shimon Galil says, no, ein tzarech likshar, you don't have to go ahead and tie anything together. Which Rabbi Yossi seems to indicate that what? That lemaisa, if Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that the halacha follows Reb Shimon Galil, then lemaisa, what that means is that Reb Shimon Galil only requires intent. Change the fundamental identity of an item does not require a ma'isa. To which the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Svirle Kavase Bechada, Upolegale Bechada. So it must mean that Rabbi Yochanan holds Reb Shimon Gamliel in one case and argues with him in a different case. So in other words, he agrees with him in the case, let's say, of the shutter, in the case of the door bolt, and maybe even in the case of the Chariot Shel Dekel, but disagrees with him in the case of the cover of the utensil, the Kisui Kalim. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the case of the Kisui Kalim, the only time that you can move the pot cover on Shabbos would be ultimately, now we're not talking about when the cover is on top of the pot. We're saying, let's say again, the cover is just on the side, would be ultimately when the pot cover has its own identity as a kli. So the Gemara goes weiter. Darash Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Apischa Deresh Kalusa. So Rabbi Yitzchak, the blacksmith, made the following drasha on the entranceway of the house of the Resh Kalusa. Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and says, no, the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Remember also Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah said what? That in order to go ahead and move the shutter, in order to use the shutter on Shabbos, it has to be tied and has to be suspended. So the Gemara says, Masiv Rav Amram, Abad Rav Amram said, brings up another braisa. Umidivreyem, now the Gemara quotes a totally different case that has to do, again, Rashi points out, we'll see this later on, this has to do with the case of Tuman Tara on Shabbos, which we're not going to get into now. But Midivreyem, the upshot from that case was, Shepokikin, that we could plug up a hole on Shabbos, Umo the din, and we can measure the kosher in Shabbos, and you can go ahead and tie something on Shabbos. What's your logic? Mishum diktani stama nagar hanigrar. So I said, listen to this. So what we have over here is the following. So Rabbi Yitzchak comes along and says that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Amram says that we have another brace, we have another episode. He actually quotes an episode that occurred that teaches us that we can actually tie things to the structure on Shabbos. So Abaye says, well, what's your logic? So you're thinking, you being the Rabbi Yitzchak, you're thinking that the halacha follows Rabbi Eliezer because we have a Stam Mishnah, right? We have a Stam Mishnah, Stam Braisa, and during the halacha follows the Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Stama, Nagar HaNigra, Nami Stamahi. But again, halacha lemaisa, the Braisa that we said before of Nagar HaNigra, of the dragging door bolt, is also a Stam Mishnah, Va'afilu Hachi Maisa Rav. So interestingly enough, the Gemara says, Abaye says, that here's what's fascinating. Whenever you have two conflicting accounts, one of which, let's say, is a Mishnah, and one of which is an actual episode that occurs, generally is actually quite fascinating. The episode carries more weight. Why? Because the episode shows you not just what people said, but ultimately what people did. So therefore, again, what Abaye says to Rav Yitzchak is, I hear that you're relying on a braisa, but I'm quoting to you, or I should say not I, but Rav Amram is quoting to you a maisa. And then the maisa seems clear that the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel and not like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so we'll say, if we have time, I'll share with you a little bit of halacha lemaisa with this, because a lot of fascinating ideas here. Says the Mishnah, Kol kisui hakelim sheyesh ban beis achiza, all covers of utensils that have a handle, nitalin b'Shabbos, can be carried on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, what are we talking about over here? Amar Rabbi Yossi v'medar murim b'kisui karkos. This is talking about covers the things that are in the ground. Aval b'kisui hakelim, when it comes to covers of regular utensils, b'enkachu b'enkach nitalin b'Shabbos. So Rabbi Yossi wants to suggest that when do we say that you can only carry something if what? If the cover, let me say it differently. When do we say that the cover of a utensil can only be carried if it has a handle? That's talking about objects, let's say a pit cover, right? Or a cistern cover, things that are in the ground. So then Rabbi said, the issue is that it could look, when you take off, or if you were to put back on the covers of these items, it could look like bone, it could look like building. When it has a handle on it, it shows that what? That it's made to be put on and taken off. But Rabbi Yossi wants to suggest when it comes to the covers of regular utensils, it's clear that those are made to be put on and taken off. Therefore, even if it doesn't have a handle, you can move it on Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Bikisui karko, kigon kisui bor vidos." like the example would be like the covering of a pit or the covering of a cistern. Davi kibona, because it's like building. If you were to put on a replace, ilav the muchachah beis achiza delayed the lemishkol adurei avid. If not for the fact that it has a handle, because once it has a handle, that makes it clear that it's made to be taken on, put on, and taken off. Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda bar Shila, Amar Rav Azi, Amar Rav Yochanan. So we quoted this earlier. So the Gemara calls the Rabbi Yochanan that this is only true. When do we say that the handle works? That's only true if the utensil itself, if the cover itself, still has the status of a kli, meaning it's functional in some capacity by itself. The Gemara says, "Duchuli alma kisui karkos ki kisui karkos im yeshlan beis achiza in lo lo." Everyone agrees that when it comes to the covering of utensils that are in the ground. Right, that the only time you can move the cover is if the cover has a handle. If it has a handle, you can move it. You can move it. If it doesn't have a handle, you cannot move it, because the fear is that a covering without a handle, if you were to, let's say, take that, or if you were to take it off and put it on, if you were to put it on, it looks like bone. If you were to take it off, it looks like steer, like demolition. However, the Gemara says kisui kelim afagav de inlan beis achiza, and everyone agrees that with regular covers of utensils, your pot covers, your pan covers, a barrel cover, everyone agrees in those cases that you can go ahead and you can move them even if they don't have a handle. So ki pligi, what is the machlokes? What is the machlokes? Bekelim dechabrinhu ba'ara. The machlokes will be in a case of utensils that have been attached to the ground. Dechabrinhu ba'ara. Look at Rashi for just a moment over here. So Rashi is actually in the middle of Rashi. Dechuli alma. You see, look at Dechuli alma. If you look down three lines in that Rashi, dechi pligi rabbanon bekelim dechabrinhu ba'ara. When do the rabbis argue in a case of utensils that are attached to the ground? Pligi the ilu kelim ba'alma. Afagav deleslu likisun beisachiza metaltalin kaven de ika toras klialim kaimi mali ika beisachiza mali leka beisachiza avav kisui hakelim hamechubarim lekarka kigon tanner vikirayim hu de pligi mishum de damo bemitzas lekisui bar vedos, because you know honey atuani. So I want to listen to this. So the simplest case of this would be an oven, right? So let's say you have an oven, which on one hand is a kli, it's a utensil. On the other hand, now we saw already earlier the way you would attach an oven to the ground, right? When we saw you'd make a seal of clay between the oven and the ground. So the shaila now is, what is the status of, let's say, an oven cover? Remember, because if you think about the oven that we spoke about it last time, which was this cylinder, you often had a cover on top of it that I guess you would use when the oven was not in use. So the shaila is now, can you move that cover on Shabbos? Or is that cover considered to be muktzah? So the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, Mar Savar, the key pligi became the chabrinu ba'ara. Mar Savar gazrinon. One opinion says, no, because what we say is that type of kli, even though that is a kli, that's not the earth, that's not the ground, but it's kli, it's teshdus. One says that we're gozer on those type of covers, lest you come to what? To move cover like a cover of the pit. And therefore, what we're saying is, those type of covers would be governed by the same laws as ground covers. And the same way that ground covers, if that's the right term, ground covers can only be moved if the cover has a handle. So too, again, the cover of an object that is attached to the ground may also only be moved if it has a handle. Umar Sar, the other opinion, says, look, guys, you know, no. Two different cases, right? A kli, even if it's attached to the ground, is clearly a kli and is not the ground. And therefore, again, that type of cover could be moved even if the cover doesn't have a handle. So the Gemara's Lishna Achrina, another version of this, is ki pligi, when do they argue? The kisui tanur. That's what they argue in the case of the covering of an oven. Mar medamele le kisui karka. One opinion holds that it's like the covering of a ground, in which case the only time you'd be permitted to move it would be if it has a handle. Umar medamele le kisui kelim. And the other opinion holds that no, this is similar, the covering of the oven is similar to the covering of kelim, and therefore again, there's just like covering of kelim don't require a handle, so to the covering of the oven does not either. Hadrun alach kol kelim. Says the Mishnah, mifanin afilu arba v'chamish kupos shal tavin v'shal tvua. Now, continuing with Muktz a little bit. So the Mishnah says like this, you can go ahead and you can clear away four or five boxes of straw on Shabbos. Now again, this is talking about a case over here where it's not a case of straw that you had intended to use on Shabbos. Right? You could use straw on Shabbos. You could use it to feed your animal. You could use it to go to make yourself a cushion to sleep on. But in order to do that, you have to have had set it aside before Shabbos. Otherwise, it's muktzah. So the Mishnah says over here that on Shabbos you could clear away 4 or 5 boxes of straw or of wheat. Mipnei ha'archim, because let's say you need the space because now you're having company. Or mipnei bitul beis hamedrash, or let's say because you need a place to learn. So the point is, you can go and you can clear away the straw, either for guests to sit or to go ahead and have the students learn in yeshiva. Avalois ha'otzar, but you may not clear out the storehouse. We'll see what that means in just a little bit. Mefanin truma tahora udimai. Now, say the Gemara goes on with this. The Gemara says, you're permitted to go ahead and clear away. This is still talking about, let's say you have a case of wheat, unprocessed wheat. So I have wheat that's in my way. I can move it out of my way to use the space as long as what? As long as the wheat is either truma tahora, right? Usable truma. Udimai. Now, I'll say, remember, the common denominator among all things that are about to be mentioned is they're all technically usable on Shabbos. All technically usable on Shabbos. So Truma Tahora is usable on Shabbos. Right? A kohen could feed it to his animal. Demai. Remember, demai is produce of questionable tithing status. Midoraisa, it's fine. Midrabanan, the Rabbanan said tithe it again. So under certain circumstances, let's say for an ani and others, you could use demai, usable on Shabbos. Maisa Rishon Shnit L'Trumaso. So this is the lady's portion. Right, Maaser Rishon, the lady took his trum out of it, therefore it's usable for the lady's animal. Maaser Sheni, or a second tithe, the Hekdish Sheniftu. See, they're Maaser Sheni, or Hekdish that were redeemed, which means that the sanctity of the produce went on to the coins, right, and now the produce itself is just totally, totally fine. When I say fine, I mean totally usable. Vahat Turmos Hayyavish, so Turmos we'll see is a type of bean, a type of lentil, a dry Turmos, Mipnei Shumaychali Izim, because it could be used as food for goats. Aval lo es tevel, but on Shabbos you may not move tevel. Tevel is untithed produce, because again, remember, tevel has no use. Has no use. Why does it have no use? Because again, you can't, obviously, well, we're not talking about, these are not cases where you're going to eat anything because this is all unprocessed grain. So you're not going to eat it, but you can't even give tevel to your animal. For lo es maaser rishon l'trumasel. Similarly, again, you may not move maaser rishon, which is the lady's portion from which truma has not been separated, because again, you can't eat it. Below is Meister Sheni Behektish Lo Niftu. Nor can you go ahead and move Meister Sheni or Hektish that has not been redeemed. Below is Haluf. Nor can you go ahead and move the Luf. Luf we'll see is a type of lentil, a type of legume. Below is Achardal, and not mustard seed. Again, we'll discuss why all of these things. Reb Shimon Gamliel Matir Beluf. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, you can move Luf on Shabbos. Why? Why? Mipnei Shumachal Orvin. Because people feed it to their ravens. People feed it to their ravens. I'm sorry? They have pet ravens. In fact, we'll see Rashi points out over here. La Orvin, Kegon Ashirim, Shemegadlin Orvin Ligdula. Apparently, again, ravens were the pets of the rich and famous. Right? They would raise ravens. Okay, it's interesting. Fine. So the Gemara says similarly, Chavile Kash, Vichavile Itzim, Vichavile Zrodin. If you have a bundle of kash is stubble, right? Chavile Eitzim is wood, right? Bundle of wood, or Chavile Zradim. Zradim will see our tender or soft reeds. So, in order, and if you have bundles of these items, im hiskinon lema'achol behem, matalhulinosan, if before Shabbos you set them aside as animal food, as animal feed, then you can move them on Shabbos, the imlav, but if you did not designate them as animal feed before Shabbos, then what? Im matalhulinosan, you may not move them on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Hashta, Chomish Mefanin, Arba Miboy. So also the Gemara asks a very simple question. The Mishnah reads in a little bit of a strange fashion, because the Mishnah reads that you can go ahead and you can move 4 or 5 boxes of straw. 4 or 5 boxes of straw. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. If you can move 5, then you can move 4. Just tell me I can move 5 boxes of straw. And first of all, the real fundamental question is, where does that number come from? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it means. Amar Rav Chista, Arba Mechamesh. So Rav Chista suggests, you know what it means? It means that, let's say, if you were to go ahead and have 5 boxes of straw in your in a particular area, you can't move all of them. You can move 4 out of the 5. Now, what's the logic behind that? Look at Rashi. Arba Mechamesh, Im Lohaya Sham Ela Kishir Hei Kupos. If you were to, let's say, have 5 boxes of straw, Lo Yifne Ela Dalad Mehem. the most you can move out is four of them. Why? Sha'asar ligmar es ha'otzar. You may not totally clear out the storage space. Dilma chazi gumos pekarko iso mashvulu. What's the concern? The concern is if you totally clear out the storage space and want to make it into a regular usable space, you will quickly find that what? There are indentations and holes in the ground. And you may come to what? You may come to smooth it out, which remember both of you pointed out is, if you do that inside the house, that's bona. If you do it outside of the house, right, it's chavisha, it's part of the melacha, preparing ground for planting. So therefore, again, what the Gemara says essentially is you can clear out boxes of straw because you need the space, but you may not totally clear out the storehouse. It has to be still clear that it's a storehouse, and I feel that you may come to level out the ground. So the Gemara says, Ikadamri, others say no. What it means is, Arba me otzer katan, bechamesh me otzer gadol. What it means is, you can clear out four boxes from a small storehouse, or five boxes from a larger storehouse. Look at Rashi. Me otzer gadol, im yesh harbe in mefanin ela chamesh te chayshina letircha. So the second approach is that, no, what it's saying is that the most, if you have a small storehouse, the most you can clear out is four boxes of straw. A large storehouse, five boxes of straw. And therefore, what is the Mishnah coming to limit? The Mishnah is coming to limit the amount of exertion you should engage in on Shabbos. We don't want you spending the day clearing out the storehouse, even if in actuality, what? You really do need the space. So what's the meaning of the second statement? But you may not, but not the otzar, right? But not the storehouse. So the Gemara says, "Shelo yaschil ba'otzar tchila," that on Shabbos, you should not begin from a new storehouse. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Avaloes ha'otzar shelo yigmar. So look at Rashi. Tchila, I'm sorry. Im lo hischil bo lestapik mimenu kvar lema'achala o lema'achal behemto de'imkein havile muktza. So what the Mishnah means to say is like this. That when do you have this dispensation to go ahead and move stuff out of a storage area because you need to use the space? That's only if you had, at some point in time before Shabbos, begun to use the produce that is stored in that space. So if you've already begun to use the produce stored in that space, either for yourself or for your animal, then come Shabbos, if you need more of that space, you are permitted to what? Clear out some additional boxes of straw. But if you have not used that space, let's say it was all storage, you just haven't used any of the produce in there, then lamaisa, you may not begin to clear that out on Shabbos. Or money, and whose opinion does this reflect? Rabbi Yehuda he de islay mukta. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda who holds a mukta. I also remember we've seen a number of times this fundamental machlokes by mukta as to how strict you draw your categories. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion who holds that an object is mukta unless, of course, what? It is actively set aside for use on Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, therefore, if you have this storage area in which the produce was never really accessed, either for the use of a person or for the use of the animal, then halacha lemaisa, it's mukta on Shabbos, and you may not begin to move things around there, even if you actually need that space. So we'll stop over here. Again, just we do have a number of loose ends we still have to tie up on the mukta level. Namely, in terms of the sugya, about whether or not items actively have to be prepared. We have to do a maisa. Let's say we had the case so far, we've had three different cases. We've had the case with the stones, right, that I want to use for yeshiva. We've had the case with the bundles of wood that I want to use as a bench. So the question of fundamental machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and others, is machshava enough, or do I actually need a maisa to use it? So I'm just pointing out, we'll come back to that sugya, Miratz Hashem, and get the answer to that tomorrow.